accept the nature of this year, and really how to act towards. Unfortunately, target children is of such importance and of such relevance today that it requires a hakdome on the Ashkocha level. And the hakdome, I think the best hakdome would be by mentioning the Gemara in Lirat and Daf Nalef. The Gemara says that Chatreide had one talent who was so handicapped, and that he had to teach to a handicapped child, to a retarded child, 400 times the lesson in order that he should understand what an ordinary child of average intelligence would understand in one time. Probably was very, very retarded. Now, there is a Tshuva Sarajbo, and I think the Mokia, the halachic Mokia for the Tshuva Sarajbo is this Gemara in Lirat and Daf Nalef. The Rajbo says, if the Mlamet or the Tzibur who pay for the Mlamet have to choose between engaging in Mlamet for white children who be able to teach them Korat Yerkole, or engaging the Mlamet for retarded children who just teach them Shema Yisrael and Halki Davi. So what comes first? So the Rajbo says that engaging the Mlamet to teach retarded children Shema Yisrael and Davin is takes priority over and above engaging the Mlamet for remaining for geniuses. I think the Mokia is a dead Gemara in the end. The Rajbo doesn't mention the Gemara in the end. But the Gemara in the end, that Ibn Aleph says that Chatreide had one talmid who was so retarded that in order to teach him something that an average child could understand in one lesson, he had to teach him 400 times. So then, one time, Chatreide had to go on a journey, a very important journey. So he told the talmid that he will not see him for some time because he is going on a journey. So then the talmid became very depressed. And usually when he taught the talmid 400 times the lesson, so he understood it. This time he taught him 400 times, he didn't enter his mind. He was so upset because his rabbi, Chatreide, was leaving for some time. So then Chatreide decided that he'll stay with the talmid. Then he brought him out and asked Chatreide, what do you prefer? Teaching this one talmid 400 times or teaching every day one time? He knew. So he said that he prefers to have, and the Basco even said that he whatever he decides, he'll have Arich HaShem. So the Chatreide says he wants to teach this one talmid every day 400 times. So then the Basco answered, you'll be granted both. You'll have Arich HaShem and you'll be able to teach the talmid 400 times. I think this is the Mokia for the Tshuva Sarajbo. Now, the Gemara in Chagiga, so the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Chagiga says that Chereshet Bikotin are potter of Mitzvah Sriya and Mitzvah Chagiga, like any other Mitzvah Sasei. So the Gemara says, what is the Sheit? Tome Rabon, Rav Dino Yom Adbei said about it. Is there a Sheit? Who is considered a Sheit? So the Gemara, the Braise says, Hayeitze Yechidi Balaylo. If somebody goes out at night by himself, the Alon Bebeis HaKvoros, if somebody decides to sleep in the Beis HaKvoros,
Rankaya Susa, one who tears his body. Now Reb Chaim was once asked in Petersburg, that's Leningrad today, by the Minister of Education, who was a very educated person, how is it that the Talmud in Chagigah, when he discusses Shaita, it mentions only three things, meaning all kinds of Shaita. So Reb Chaim said that this is, these three types are representative of three types of Mishudas. Hayetzi Yechidu Balaylo, that means he does not like light. As a matter of fact, when the Mishnah says in the Madlikim, Hamechabes Haneya, it means he is sorry, he is akum, he is Ruachor. So what does Ruachor mean? So the Rambam in Persian Mishnah, not in Mishabes, but more. In the Mishnah, Mishnah, Tzir, and say, Listing on Ruachor. Ruachor, so Zem HaShekirim, the Russian Arabi, Malancholia. Malancholia, melancholy. So, in that kind of a person who suffers from melancholy, so when there is light, he becomes very wild and he can't stand light. He wants to sit in darkness. So that's a sign of insanity, one type of insanity. The halom b'sakvores, halom b'sakvores means also a very broad category. It is a person who wants to be isolated from people. He only wants to mingle with Macy. The only place where he's happy, where he has peace of mind, is the Besakvores. Then Amkaras Susa means he doesn't know how to take care of himself. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Seders has many categories of insanity. And some categories of insanity might apply to a person who is highly intelligent, could be a professor in a college school, but still is insane. Alex says, I saw me passless, hey, call some needs of the echoed me hand. Are you postulators? They lay, Hanoshim, Avodim, Atanim, Ashaitim, Achashim, Asunim, Horshoyim, Hatsunim, Bakelim, Banedim, Bin Dishon, Arila Aso. Then the Rambam says, Haktanim, Naloch Zay, Haktanim, Psunim, Yaidus, Minatero, Shemama, Beidim, Beyond the Shnei Anoshim, Anoshim, the Lay Ktanim. Until Hoya Akotin, not in the Chochot. Akotin could be very intelligent, but if he's not 13 years old, Al-Pidim is not considered a Bendeo. Harei Posel Achilyevi Shtei Sayas, Achash Leishes Reishon of Muas. Then the Rambam says, Akotin Shilgi Ayecho, Shnei Sob, he's already 13 years old, so we don't enter the jail, we don't have to investigate whether he brought, he produced the status. We love that if he doesn't have Simon Bagos Mamalo, he would have been used to actually get it. Then the Rambam Yachas discusses shape. And here, Rambam mentions so many categories of shape that no Rishon mentions. Hashayte posel eides minatero. Why? So the Rambam should say, Lepishayne bendeo. The Rambam doesn't say Lepishayne bendeo. But he says, Lepishayne ben mitzvahs, the spotter of mitzvahs. Dulei shayte shum halchorim, umishabah kelim, vizeh kabonim berbat. Not after shayte, who is completely detached
become reality. In other words, he goes in the street naked, and he drinks killing, and he throws rocks. Al kol she mitzvah for daitim. The mitzvah is daitim shubeshes. In other words, if the Rambam mentions the halacha of shekeli v'rehat. Even though the Gemara in Chagiga mentions only three types of shekel. If the halacha is even shekel v'rehat, is a shekel, why does he mention, why does the Gemara mention three types? Any mishuras, in any area, well, that's a question. We'll see. Al kol she mitzvah for daitim. The mitzvah is daitim mishubeshes tamid. The devil in advori. Apal pishim dabia bishayel kinyin bishod vori. Harei ze posa. Uvichlau sheitim yehoshim. Then hanichte when he has seizures. So basically you say posa, because then he's not even there. Uvichlau bori kosha. ויחד הניחפה מזמן לזמן, או הניחפה תמיד בלעיס כבו עד עשות מפיטרו את סיג'רס, הוא הוהד רגלארטי, וצי, every month he has a seizure. And עשות מפיטרו הוא הוהד מאו רגלארטי. It can happen any day, any time. בלעו, but when it doesn't happen, he is a פיטרח לכל דבר. But that's only if at the times of when he's a bori, so daiti is not mishubeshes. He's completely normal. Behu shalom yiyo daiti mishubeshes tami sha'arei shom yichpim shedam beiz priyosom daitam mitrofes aleyem. The tzorch is yashil beidus al yichpim ha'abim, because many of the yichpim, even when they are not in a state of seizures, they are also not 100%. So we cannot be Kabbalists unless we make sure that he is 100% at the time of the Kabbalism. Then Alochidim, the Rambam mentions other categories of Shem. Hapsoim b'yei seya, sheyem hakirim dvorim sheyei srim zev ze, b'yodim yoni adobo, ki derech shemedim shoham horas, that someone who is retarded, who doesn't understand the stiras between one thing and the other. So then he is a shape. Then the hei pechinam vorelim da nechpezim idatum. That's another kashma. Vorelim nechpezim idatum could be very intelligent, a big intellectual, but he's not stable. One day is like this, one day is like that. As a matter of fact, at the time of the Shersalim, he believed it. So there was the museum of the Kliva Jet, and that tracked the whole Torah community, because some very were Matia. Now, he was a very successful businessman, but he had one Mishugas. Mishugas was that he was Moshiach. But Moshiach. So, and he married a woman when he didn't have that Mishugas, when he was completely normal. Then he acquired, he developed that Mishugas, that he was Mashiach. And he very good. So the question was whether the wife was Mutaras Laon or not. So there is a machlokes between Shalasali and the Yehuda. I mean, the Shalasali was Mati on the basis of the Gemara Chagiga, and the Yehuda asked it. Now then the Rambam mentions the Amishtagim B'Yisa. Amishtagim B'Yisa is not that he is unstable, but he has no dignity. I mean, he is not embarrassed in front of people to do things that a normal person wouldn't do except the Chadr Chadar. Even though he's normal in every way, so that's also a shame. He's not a mitzvah. Abishtagim Yehisa, Harelu, Bichorashim. Now, the Rambam mentions the reason is why all these categories of Shaykh are Poslaides, with the Shayla the Mitzvahs.
But the Rambam means in the Mitzvahs, this is Hashem, not with the Slaises.
I mean, it's true that a real Shaytah, so then is cut here of races is also. The big shaking, they are not only shaking the Rachel, on the Holy Sunday, the Holy Lisa, on Stadi Lisa, so they are not potter of this Slaces. But they are only potter of this Slaces. And the Halacha by Eli sees that one is potter of this Slaces is Poslaces. But one thing is certain too, even though the Shaker of the Rachel, or the But if somebody is not chayav no mitzvahs, so then he is potter of onshin. As a matter of fact, there is a law in Shulchan Aruch that if you cut him, convert it himself, abandoning the Jewish faith together with his parents, there is a chiyuv aveiros on the craving, or there is no chiyuv aveiros on the craving. Now, so the Be'er HaGro mentions a deceptive in Sanhedrin, the Gabi Yeran Edachas. So there is a machleket between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether Ktanei Anshi Yiran Dachas, Shehutchu Imabiyem, so Rabbi Elezer says, Aril Nerodi, Rabbi Akiva says, the Apeta. So he says, so the Kor says, it only is reference to Ktanei who have das, let's say, but they are not Bamitzvah. So then, Rabbi Elezer says, since they have das, so mele in Iran Dachas they are Bareinish. But as no other Rabbi Elezer, they are Potter of Onish. And Rabbi Akiva says that even in Iran Dachas they are not Bareinish. Why does Rabbi Elezer make a distinction between the Inish, the Chiyuv Nise, of the Anish Iran Dachas? So then, even Ktani Amechuyev, if they are able to be there. And the image of Shochi of Elise, that Rabbi Elezer is made that the apostle of Elise, the answer is because there is one difference between the Chi of Elise of Anshi and Dachas and the Chi of Elise for all of us. The Chi of Elise of all of us, even if one does children, so he's still Chayvis, today is only happier with the function of Bez Nishamalo, like Kores Nishamalo, but not with the function of Mrs. Bez Shalmada. But there were Mashe'in came in the field Mr. Fanshir and Gahas, the random pastors, if they do today, there is no Chiyuv Nise, because the Chiyuv Nise of Anshir and Yachas depends upon the Shem Roshim of the people. The Torah says, the Yotzu Anshir B'Yau, even though the Pasuk of Yotzu Anshir B'Yau has reference to the Masisim, the Madichim, not to the Yidochim, but it applies to the Yidochim also. So the Be'er HaGro, the Chazabela says, that's the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. One day is since he has that, some male he has a Shem Roshe, some male there is no Chiyuv Aveiros, and the other day is that even though he has that tzas, but the cotton is mutka the Shem Roshe. The cotton is mutka the Shem Roshe. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Pirk Aleph Yilcha Shtubah says, the Chai Shtubah, so he says that called Echad Ve'a Mitzes Ese,
Sheyoshu v'achintim l'chatoi v'yisvadim.
So, and maybe that applies to Kotno also, but the Rambam in Hilchos Shgoge says that if you Kotn Ben Tes was Baal Shifo Harufo, so then if she Yagdil, he has to bring the Korb. The Rabbi Yisraelik, he says, when it's Simu, Onshin Mikot, but the Rambam is made that the Kotn is not Ben Onshin. Mashiach Yikorben is not Mitzad Kapore, Korben is Mitzad, is not Mitzad Enish, it's Mitzad Kapore, so that is Shayach Ligabei, Kotn also. And the Ramor in Melchei Shabbos, in Simen, Shin Mem Gimel says, Kotn Shechilas HaShabbos, Oy Shehiko Sodi, Oy Sheoso Shor Adira Bitakatusei, Oy Nechayev Vasis Tshuva, Avo Mikomo Kim Tzorcho Vasis Tshuva. What does it mean, Chayev Vasis Tshuva? In other words, it means, Yei Nechayev Vasis Tshuva, he's not Nechuyev the Tshuva. But Kapore needs, because when a cotton does not even show some nice other, a cotton is not anonymous. A cotton is not anonymous. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in David Yusuf, has an abaya. This halacha that the Torah says that if somebody is revealed as a behemo, so then the behemo is Chayedes Mise, is it a Kapore or a Kapore? Takolem means because the reason as to why the Torah was Machayev Nisei the Behemo, because there is no Maisadeir in the Behemo, but because of the Takolem, since there was a Mirchel that was brought to a person as a result of the Rebbe's Behemo. Or, and if we say Kolem, because Shalayevei or Shalayevei, Behemo Yivarez Bishuk, and then people will say, this is the one whom this and this person was revealed. So that's called. So we see. So the more tries to be patient about it, because the price says that when test Shabbat and Behemo, so then the Behemo is higher than you say. So the more says it's no right, because cotton, takola, nama, yinke. So this is what the mother says, that a cotton was das, a cotton was das, was das, so it's a maisabeira and the zecheite and everything, but it's a special zerasakosu, that of rachmono with the chasala. So this, I think, are the materials for the Rambam's new classification of all kinds of shame. Now, any questions? I purposely decided to give a very short shiur in order there should be ample time for questions. Yes?
The Shalmi brings down the same Gemara as the Gemara of Pegida.
Yes.
But in fact, missed four things. Ma'abid Ma'ashinos in law. It's not just the three that they demand.
Well, that's the same thing, I think, like Mikaras Ksusei. What is Mikaras Ksusei? Also Ma'abid Ma'ashinos in law.
The Gemara of Hagigah goes by there.
Yeah, that's right. The Gemara mentions Ma'abid
Ma'ashinos.
Yeah, that's right. The Gemara of Hagigah also mentions Ma'abid Ma'ashinos in law. So the Gemara says, אמר הפופי ישמיע לי רבוני הודי טניה איזו שייטה זה המאביס כל מה שני סלם שאני לא רואה סמן שלו but it is similar to מיקר סוס
Maybe make any suggestion
in terms of cleanup this time of death? Yeah, right, I mean, of course, as far as cleanup is concerned, so it's very important to elevate the spirit of the children. The Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah, She'in yuchos simcho deira mit sameach leivim loim, she'en sameach leivim loim deimu yishchina.
Bino Yishchino. Shenema means in the Pesach and Mishai. You remember the Pesach and Mishai. It's in the Aftor of Yitzhita.
But
is
it
right here
between a
Shaita
and a
Pesi? Yes, the Shaita is somebody who is the same completely. The train the Asia means is they don't understand things that an average person with average intelligence understands.
Can you elaborate on the difference between
halacha
between the two?
Well, the different halacha is in the Gat Mitzvah, as far as Mitzvah Asir are concerned, so Shaita Gomo is as far as Mrs. Lazy is concerned. So the Shaiti Gomo is better than Mrs. Lazy is. But the Shaiti showing the Asa and studying the Asa, so they are not better of Mrs. Asay, but they are not better of Mrs. Lazy is. They are only better of Mrs. Asay. But still, since they are better of Mrs. Asay, you could say that you cannot be mitzara them to a million. That would be a terrible thing, not to be mitzara and tell the child to a million. It would destroy you completely to think that there is no hope for it. But there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if you have nine pichin, I mean 9 days, and 1 copy, so then you can be inside the copy to the union as a temple. But Miss Potter of Tila, the answer is even though it's Potter of Tila, but it's Tila is a Tila, it's a Kima Mitzvah. So maybe you can be inside in the union, and of course, that goes without saying that you can even an Aliyah, so of course, after Shiva Purim, there is no doubt that you can give an aliyah. But even Tirach Shiva Purim, you can give it because his mitzvah is a mitzvah, tefillah is a tefillah, and the Tirach Torah, which is essentially a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but Rabin is also a mitzvah, especially tefillah and Talmud Torah. And Zdokoy Yus Hashodim, because all other mitzvahs are only mitzvah because the Torah is mechayvim to do it. If the Torah did not mention the mitzvah of tefillin, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tefillin. But the Torah mentions there is a fear of tefillin. If the Torah didn't mention the mitzvah of tzitzis, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tzitzis. Masha'iki tefillin, so not because the Torah was mechayvim. The novel says, to basic is still a Yikorei Cholami, so even when you go, is this power that is born, where there is a Kina Mitzvah, there is a Kina Mitzvah. So the male, when the Kotin is this power, so since it's a Mitzvah, not just because the Torah is the Chayim, but because by itself it's a Mitzvah, so the male, there is a Kina Mitzvah, and maybe you can be silent in communion, and Talmud Torah also, even without the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah anyway, without the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So maybe you can give an aliyah, and you should give an aliyah.
Why only 9 then?
What?
Why only 9?
That's halacha, I mean that you cannot make a million completely of 10 Ptanim or 10 who are not Bendeo. But in the Chaname, when they say only 9 and the 10 points with Tzure, if you want to make a million for Bail, a regular million for Bail, so then you have to have 9 Bail besides the Kotel. But if you want to make a million just for the Ptanim themselves, then it can be made even with all the 10 being Ptanim. And you can say Dusha and you can say Bo on everything.
Why is it then?
What is it?
Why
is
it then?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, but I didn't see it. Yes.
The Me'ira Seinayim on the same halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, by Hilchos Seder, makes a distinction between, it makes it very clear between a Pesi Yoser and also a Shota. And he ends off and he says, Lab Shem Shota Allah, without the other halachas.
The question.
Question is, at what mental age the gadol, person is a gadol, at what mental age does that person become a Pesi? What is the critical mental age? I think
I memorized, but I think that the mental age is the age of Tzaz Deo that we find regarding Putis in the Mishnah and Zohar. HaPutis Mekha Metach Men Kol Menka. All right, that's the Kones Chachom. But what did Gemara says? What's Putis? Ki Bashitik Basheba. So the question is, Menesha, if it's Bashit, it's not Basheba. If it's Basheba, it's not Bashit. The answer is, Bashit Basheba doesn't have reference to the real age, 6 years or 7 years old. But the mental age, some children then who are more bright, so at the age of six, they have the intelligence of seven. And so that's the age regarding mitzvahs.
I want to follow that by suggesting that somebody may be retarded.
Yeah.
Yet if they have their mental age,
if they are educated,
six or seven,
that's right.
Then they're no longer, they may be classified as retarded,
yeah.
But halacha, they are not saying
that's
Yosef,
right.
They are
not that they are mechuyah, but they have to be trained to do mitzvahs.
They're not children.
Yes, okay. Yes.
What about a situation where a child is educable and parents apply to send them, their foot parents apply to send them to various yeshivas and help them work out with all their special programs, neither fit into any of them within the New York area. It goes to two sides of town, which is exposed to problems of Kashrut and Shabbat. And I think there's some Cyprus tshuva regarding someone who's completely...
But the Chassam Sefer doesn't pass it. He said that very Macholas Asuras and the Tampins are... But that's very... That's a... It's a disgrace for the Jewish community that they have all kinds of programs for geniuses. And for unfortunate children, they don't have any program. Now, I know in Chicago, and I'm sure that they have a similar program, Keshet program. Don't they have a Keshet program in New York? In Chicago?
But there are a number of programs.
Yeah, all right. So that's a very important thing. And people who give money should be encouraged to give more and more money for the education of retarded children rather than for the education of geniuses.
I'm behind the item.
Like this man with the Kiva get. One day he was fine, the other day he was crazy. But that's only if his Manshur Cholim is completely normal. But usually, even his Manshur Cholim is not completely normal. So then, he's not a Sheite Gomo, but still, he's special ages.
On both days?
Yeah, if in the days when he's holy, he's not 100% holy.
I think someone who's addicted to drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
Addicted.
He doesn't know what goes on.
It's not a biological...
I understand. If somebody is an alcoholic, so that's the more. She cares. If it's a year, it's a crucial age. So then it's better than Mitzvahs. Of Mitzvahs. I say Mitzvahs, ladies. She crucial age means he doesn't know. He is completely detached from reality. He doesn't know what goes on. But if somebody is not the Yishikosh Shalim. But what it means, the Gemara in Eretz says, in Yochel Dabab Zni Amalach. In other words, when he meets the Malach, so take him around as if he had been his friend. So that is higher than mitzvah. But that is a shaykh and it will be kosher like a steak.
Put your hand over there?
Mm. Yes.
Okay. You said before that all 10, like them or okay from being made from the Yahya Tzara, clarify that?
All 10, you mean with the Rambam?
Yes.
Should have confidence in themselves that they are something, you know.
And they'll read the Torah and they'll say Kedusha and
Bor. Yeah. Everything. Yes?
People who are borderline retarded and are able to act normal in just about every way, but there's clearly something wrong with their thought process. And they're
so then certainly they can be certain and they should get an aliyah.
The very bottom line of where they become sheltered would mean
what?
If they're obviously, they're just been trained, they've been socialized to act normal in every way, but they're obviously retarded. I mean, they don't think normally like other people. Is there any, and the reason why they don't do crazy things is because they're not trying that, because they're not given an opportunity to do any crazy things.
So they should be given an opportunity in the world to develop.
So
if you have an emotional problem, what is called, a child who is not retarded, who is very intelligent, autistic child.
I work in a Jewish home, mentally retarded people, and they act normal in just about every single way, but they're clearly retarded. Is there any bottom line of distinguishing who is a shelter and who isn't?
If they act normally in every area, except in one area, they are certainly not considered a shaking.
They do everything normal, but in a retarded way.
But in a retarded way.
Can you give an illustration of what they mean?
In other words, when they have to touch the ear, so they touch it like this, not like this. That doesn't matter. Yes.
So you already started with an account of Mazin and suggested this was the Makor for the Rashba.
Yeah, that's right.
Stop. But if you got it, he's told you that you'll get a reason to see only either way
of praise. Because of the schus that he gave back the opportunity to teach geniuses in order to help an unfortunate child, so because of that, he was
the
reality
is that they gave
him
the choice of...
That's what they said at first, Lebasco. But then, as he reward...
Lebasco was trying to give him the
answer. Yes.
Can I
show the children? So, I mean, not the Shriti Gomo, but friendly is and studying is here. Or he caught me with his das, he may hit him off, but of course, can do. It's my sin again. They do need the father. They need the father's not issue. They do.
Just to start, is there an exact equation between one who is possible the Eidos, for instance, he's a Matura?
Yeah.
About something's disturbing him.
Yeah.
Which could be anybody who is otherwise holy.
Yeah.
And between that and being part of the Mitzvot Aseh.
Well, the Rambam says that in regard to Eidos, he has to be a Pitriagon. He ought only Aloch in Eidos.
Not in film, not in scissors.
But the Rambam mentions why, because later, because he's not the mitzvah. So that means he's potter of mitzvah. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's tzitzis and film and everything.
He doesn't have to like film and nachal.
No, no. You mean when he becomes completely lucid?
Yeah.
Or he should. That's the Gemara. It's in Holland, it's in Shaita. So if he heard Shofar while he was in Shaita, not the Chiyu, so Meile, he has to hear Shofar again. And the same thing would certainly apply to Cotton, because a Cotton requires two things, Shomim and Simonim. Suppose he heard the Shofar while he had Shomim, but he didn't produce Simonim. Then he produces the money later in the day, so perhaps he has to pay them.
But
what
if
he
was
on
the lower level
than
the one he had later?
That's right. In order to be Yetzi, so it has to be fulfilled.
But this person is only the Torah, not the Tassi, not the Shaita.
That's right,
yes. Initial case was something to
Syria
and
then
the
Torah. Well, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Maybe. That's not a following the body.
I am not sure about it. I don't know about it.
Is there a distinction to be made, or is there any rubric that could be stated about the distinction between mental abilities and emotional reactions to the situation? If you have somebody who's extremely bright and yet reacts immaturely on an emotional level.
Well, that's like an autistic child, you know. It's an emotional, he has emotional problems, but he might be very bright. He might study through the monetary, but he has an emotional problem, and that makes him act in a very strange, weird way all the time.
So when he's 14,
yeah,
and in that state,
so
he's technically
potter
in
mitzvah. He's not potter. I mean, he is potter in a certain sense, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah.
So what about the giving of the father of such a child?
To be mechanachim, of course. There is no mitzvah of chinuch in Godel, only in Kotel. But as the Meshech Chochmah points out, that there are two mitzvahs of chinuch. One mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah of chinuch to make sure that the child does every specific mitzvah in the right time. He blows, he hears the shofar, he eats matzah, he does this, he does that. But that's only the Rabbanon. But then there is another mitzvah of chinuch that is in the Reise, and that's mentioned in the Sefer of Vayero, Eikev Yerech HaMashiach. Child to do mitzvahs and to go with the Hashem, so that applies equally to the father and the mother. And I would like to mention something on a Hashkofa level. I mean, when Elisha parted from Yoah Novi, so he said, Ovi Ovi, Rechak Yisrael Uforosho. So the Yalkut Shemeni says, why do we say Ovi Ovi? The first Ovi the Yalkut says, has reference to the father, and the second of the has reference to the mother. And what is Rechak Yisrael Uforosho? That is reference to the Rebbe. So Elio was a father to Elisha Novi, and he was a mother to Elisha Novi, and he was a Rebbe to Elisha Novi. But he was a Rebbe in a twofold way. First of all, he was Rechak Yisrael. That's a charioteer. For Roshav is a horseman. What's the difference between the charioteer and the horseman? The charioteer sits comfortably and he drives the chariot. A horseman, he is married her holding the copies of her place. So in other words, there is one rabbi who can only teach. Julius, a saloon, that's a charioteer. But there's another kind of rabbi who and teach everybody. Jesus. Father and the mother and the charioteer and the horseman. Now the father and the mother fulfill the parental duties in different ways. The passage says, Shema Pnimi Saradicho Val Titi Shtira Simecho. So the father, he trains the child, he is Mechana the child, and he inspires the child through rebuke, through admonition. But that the mother does not train the child, is not mechanic the child to rebuke an admonition. The mother is mechanic the child for tender behavior by cultivating a goodness and generosity in the heart of the child. The father has to cultivate the moral values, and we see that Chazal say that Yosef HaTzadik did not sink in Teshari Tumet, in pagan Egypt, because he always kept the great Tisharabi before him. So in order that the child should grow up as a very important person, as a very important Jew, and as a very important human being, so he must keep before his face, in his mind, he always has to harbor the Mizdiyot Mishalavi from the Mizdiyot Mishalavi. Yes?
Inside, are there any different levels of guidelines as to how to act towards the target people that will help you work better with them, such as you could for Russian Army and India?
You mean by talking to them against Rosh Hashanah?
No, not exactly.
But what?
Yeah. this is a question of such as it will, a person who's been working with a retarded person, it will help them release their aggression if they speak about the child or the person that they were working with.
By all means, so, let's say the child harbors in his mind certain grievances against his father, because his father abused him in his childhood days. So then he should be encouraged to talk through it. And that might be the best therapy for the child.
And I don't know if
you're
trying to
love God,
but
in terms of
Eucharist, such as
that
there's
a great teacher that there's one,
there is
nothing
that
can
do with it.
Yeah, as far as Eucharist is concerned, so there are many appearing, let's say, if there is somebody who could come in, and so then there is no Yisrael Yichud. So it certainly could rely on it in connection with unfortunate people, in connection with retarded children. That's right. Tony de Leo, he mentions it, that he once was walking on the shore of the sea, so he met a certain person. So he was on, so he stopped that person, and he asked him, Kawasa? So he said, Lei Kawasa. So he says, Shamiso? So he says, Lei Shamiso. So he said, why not? So he says, Bina Le Nostri Vini Hashamayim, because the Rishnis. So somebody will ask him, Manuach Becho, what is your profession? So he said, Solomon, the fisherman. So he says, so what do you do? So he said, I do many things as a fisherman. First, I sow crops in the ground, and then I have to make sure that it will grow, and then once it grows, I make it into nets, and then I go to the sea and I catch the fish. So I said, Bina Nostri Ochon HaShemayim, Las Yiskol Eru, Bina Nostri Ochon Bino. So, Likos Mishnais,
that the Torah says to call the Lech HaDov HaNoim B'chichol V'vothchol HaSeisei. So it's only because you did not apply yourself. But if you do apply yourself, you certainly will be able to learn a lot of Torah. Certainly, if it involves giving up money, so you need a money, there is no help at that. The only thing is, you can prevail upon, you can lobby the government, but to take the money illegally, that's more than money.
Hey, what is it?
Yes.
What is that?
If somebody is a retarded person, mentally a, about
6 or 7
year old,
can
they be mostly
from the age? No, they could not be mostly. No. But they could be Nazi themselves, their own kind. Yes.
When allotting funds for education, how much should be allotted to CUDA projects in proportion to the projects for developmental and disabled?
Yeah.
So what should be the proportion there?
I think much more should be allocated for disabled than for killed. It's much more important. And as a result of building up and injecting light into the retarded, so they will have more killed anyway. Imagine if in a family a retarded child was unable to graduate from high school, not much. So then the whole family will be poor at the end.
Should one encourage developmentally disabled people to possibly get married and have children?
By all means. Why not?
One of the qualifications for Shelly Pat
is there any new responses, passports, technology, or anything? One of the qualifications for Shelly Pat is the ability to communicate responses. Is there any consideration today of electronic technology? Why not? We should use all the technological data that we have. And the equipment in order to enable those who are disabled to learn more and more. And the same thing is true of deaf children. You know, years ago, say a deaf child was lost, he couldn't learn anything. Now a deaf child could learn everything, calculus and everything.
Is there any chubas to that kind of
a what?
Is there any chubas specifically for a parent, let's say, that did that kind of a
Chubas?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I suppose I need to find Chubas.
just to follow up on that,
yeah.
The Parish, the same Gemara and Chagiga has the mitzvah to
hear.
The Parish is in a Medaba, the in a Medaba. What happens, how do we regard sign language? Is that at all a language, or do we regard that as also in a he cannot speak and he cannot hear, but he can communicate and indicate extreme intelligence in sign language. Does that have any status of language?
I think so. I mean, if he can communicate through sign language, so it means he can speak. He doesn't speak with his mouth, so he speaks with his lips. Logically.
So this would not be the failures of
No.
Is that something comes from me?
I think so. It's not like in Chicago, you have such a person who is very smart and works in computers and everything, and they are always beside in the UN, and when he comes to Yeshiva's Bush to daven, we give him aliyah, that he can say. In other words, if you listen attentively, you can say it, because his mother taught him how to speak. He doesn't hear himself what he says, but he's able to verbalize.
But if he's not able to speak, and he will be able to communicate through sign language.
Okay.
And would you ever be started as a brother to me or as a knight to as a tank to me?
Or as a tank to me. As a tank to me. Yes?
A very highly functional retarded person who basically does everything normally, but he clearly regards his pleasure as more important than keeping the business, such as if he wants to adjust him in time for front of light on, or if he'll eat
that. Why do you say he said me nothing to it? I mean, so many great people, millionaires, why do you call him a tour?
He considers himself, he considers himself as religious and firm, but he was retired.
He's not retired.
It comes to back to Lima, because I'm Shabbos, and I'm able to actually see that he will pursue his pleasure, even though it goes against the moral things that we tell him.
Yeah, there are many things like that, but one is unconventional.
What's
that?
If you use sign language as considered a medaber, then if one who reads this considered a shomer?
Yeah, well, that's new. No, he's a shomer anyway, but he... It's a Shemira even in sign language. I'm only Shemira when I hear words. But if somebody hears words and hears sign language, so he's certainly Shemira.
Doesn't get
them,
he
has the answer. Yeah, right, the same thing. There is perception. That's right. Shema b'chol lashon shel Shemira.
Even
in sign language. But
there's
an
obligation to
the
time
field
for these people. What is the explanation
for
why there's
an
obligation
to
be binding on the
Yeshivas? Who says it's not binding upon Yeshivas? Like all Yeshivas are able, are equipped with it, but it's certainly binding upon Yeshivas. You have in Yeshivas all kinds of programs for the sake of people. Yes. You can use the Shem Hashem in the same way as you are allowed, and it's a mitzvah, to use Shem Hashem when you teach Ktan, so when you teach retarded children, of course, it's even a mitzvah to use Shem Hashem.
Often they
learn
the
bracha,
but they don't realize
what it means,
and they don't have proper
kavanah
when they're
saying the bracha.
Is it a
bracha
like
kavanah? No, it's not the bracha like kavanah. And maybe you can instill in them kavanah. They should know what Hashem means. If Hashem is reference to the creator of the world, and who provides providence to the world, and who sustains the whole world. No, not at all.
I guess I look like kind of as far as the father is concerned, get from some other retarded child to a regular child.
As far as the mitzvah of Kizati from Manasseh Tzadeh, as one of the Beisi Achot, Yishon Yodach HaVishon, so the country, it's in the Bila Mitzvah. It's in the Bila Mitzvah, the Jewish Rashba points out, in regard to a disabled child, and in regard to a normal child.
So what
you
learn
to start to
get
to teach
the kid, you have to
sit
with
him until
you make a
lane around
with
the Maharaj
itself?
As far as you can, according to Kira Haben, Kira Haben.
There's a two of them that are mentioned in the Bible.
What?
suggesting. I know you're going to be talking about these people.
Well,
it will
include
your as far as the chesed is concerned. It's focused, of course, just on our mind. It's not important. It's better for him and for the whole world. So he was being ready for some time, but then we are not accustomed and have the massive cover. So it might be legal to be very happy.
Medication that have been taken
specific responses can be taken all the time, even if they are enjoyable. But those medications that have to be taken every day, only if they're not enjoyable. So then it's not nachim, the rice and the rabbanon, so it's mita. But if they are enjoyable, then it's not mita.
On Shabbos, medicine on Shabbos.
No doubt. All medicine. Somebody who is able to understand but is unable to what?
To
talk to you. Not as you knew it. Not that. Yes. Says if you care to hold on.
And you
know what's happening,
you
feel
like
the young people move? Oh, sure. That's me. That's not in Chavash. Chavash is one who is able to gather the nation. Yes. Yes.
Now, let's just go back
to
the beginning. I can't hear you, I'm sorry. To say what?
A child over the birth of 6 years old should have been encouraged to try to have a child. A child who has insight to be a 6-year-old should have been encouraged to try to have a
child. In total. So, if the doctor says, that it's important, yes. But Father Van Riesen certainly not, he doesn't even have to consult with that.
Well, if the adult has an intellect of a 6-year-old,
all right, so we
will be talking to this.
On Shabbos, so we will deduct this advice. But not on another one. Not even. The Kippur Jukka, if the doctor says, all right,
This person is not pressing anymore. It should be reported from all this. Anybody who becomes bar mitzvah, we don't have a measurement of intellectual health. Our test is merely physiological.
As far as Mrs. Hasid concerned the other person. And that is the first ladies. And the Rambam equates the two ladies with the Pater of Mrs. Hasid.
What is the minimum that to be Makuru or to be an age? What is the minimum intellectual ability one has to have?
Chazal measures as that.
That's my point.
Yes.
When somebody becomes a god,
that's how that. That's how that.
I think that could mean as an annual. Just that, the comparison of man is not a god.
So I think.
And then it could be a year old.
Yeah, yeah. And as long as he has the mental age of Kibashi.
So that person then should be the fool of an annual. If that person is no longer a person, it has got to be just that.
That's right.
Yes.
To what extent must a retarded child's parents impoverish themselves and teach a child to
Who should impoverish himself?
The parents.
The parents. To the care of my own, they should be helped in a training. They should be helped. I mean, the community should help them to engage, to put them in the school for the family.
Somebody is in terror, but he understands fully. He said he needs sign language, and he's fully mentally alert. I mean, that's the idea. So he's not, he's just a child for me.
Can he talk?
No,
it's just
a
simple thing. Only for children. Only for me, for this, for such, for his kind. Otherwise not.
You talk of the carpenter of the pet.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
So there's a different concept. There's a list of the Rabbanim. Kedushin, there's
not
right.
There's
certain, this is the Rabbanim that I'm saying.
That's right.
I mean, still have a little bit.
They're allowed to get married, and in the same way as the Harish can get married. Yes.
We don't talk about a material because of whatever reason. There have been different gradations of not being a mentally capable person. And iron is menorah pater from mitzvahs. But what if somebody is so overwrought with greed during avelus that they become less aware of their surroundings simply by virtue of the grief that they are suffering? Does that make that person pater from mitzvahs, I say?
It depends upon the extent that he is agreed. If the extent is so great that he is detached from realities, of course he's potent. But if he just is crushed and he's not detached from reality, why should he be potent? And he's hired no interest. He didn't have the Quora, not before. Before Quora says got a very interest, but that the Quora is hired no interest, like a regular order.
Yes.
He's not in a position to understand the subject matter that he's testing on.
Of course
he cannot be covered. But if he doesn't say, but he just, he's a commerce of questions, he listens to contrary to his
theory. I'm not talking about whether he's clearly or that he's going to have it, but he's so easy.
So he cannot be tested on.
Now, there are certain children who are kept, let's say closet kids, they're kept separate for a long time. And as a result of the isolation, their mind changes, they're not open. And sometimes it's a temporary condition,
sometimes if you go to no time, can you do the highest in terms of space for those people? In other words, if it's a community,
if they are, as a result of being abused and being kept in closet, you know, they are completely confused. How can you be a couple of days?
No, but some are temporarily, emotionally upset.
Yes.
So do those people get a suit of gavel, or it's just a temporary kind of...
temporary. Like Shiva. Temporary. Just like Shiva.
Hand over.
You mentioned before that someone who can't show up, but he's fully intelligent because of sign language or anything. What are the reasons that that person would not be considered agreeable or able to dictate in this way?
Can you hear? Besides perceiving...
He
can't be afraid.
He's fully intelligent because of all these modern methodologies.
Okay, so he's like a cherub. Going in double relation.
Is that a
retarded person?
It's a
retarded person. So, if a retarded person is very thin, and therefore every meal has to have a certain weight change range that's no such, can the person have it?
Every food has to be varied, right?
No. He has to have one drink that's varied.
Yes.
Can he have that after a first meal?
Oh, sure. Well, then I'll bend it down. But he should be supposed to enter the first meal, should then for them, according to the Pesach of the Ramot, in the Ashkenazim, it's one of the things where the Ashkenazim are married like the Mahada, not the Ramot. It's a regard to such a child. So even we have to report ourselves like the Mahada.
Should a husband and wife of Shelton who clearly cannot take care of children, the fact that you leave a baby in their care, the baby will probably die.
The biggest crime to leave them in the custody of such guys, that they should be adopted by adopting or foster parents.
Should they be discouraged from having children with fathers?
Yes, definitely they should be discouraged. But I don't think any of them. Well, it cannot be kind of useless, it cannot happen, and while it is not clean, but after it's clean, it certainly could be kind of useless.
Can I have a question?
Yes.
I've
heard that child is
still
in diapers now, and that the person will be in diapers for the rest of their life, or not the ability to take care of themselves yet. Fashion, are they still around? Do I think it's even instead of ideal? Teacher, yes, true enough. Teacher says no
vision, but true not, true
vision.
Are
lots of
difference between those who are born deaf and those who are not?
A lot of difference between one who is born deaf and one who is deaf, yeah. One who is deaf, yeah. Well, because the one who is not deaf and deaf is probably able to speak, no?
But
he's able to speak. He's able to speak, not intelligently. We won't be able to understand him, but he understands himself what he's saying, so he's keeping clear for him.
The Dabra means that the person has no physical ability to open his lips and mouth, or
I don't understand it.
No, he was born like a regular child. Right. And later, he's considered as him, and he's still able to talk, except that he doesn't talk intelligently. So he wasn't being
of the
if a person suffered brain injury, the part of the brain that deals with speech and hearing, and although he had these faculties prior, is there a difference? Now, well, for the person who cannot speak and cannot hear,
well, he means Alzheimer's.
No, I mean, it's somebody who may be intelligent, but for whatever reason, maybe a traumatic incident, he cannot hear and he cannot speak.
So that there are features, but I don't think there's a human behavior.
Well, okay.
I don't think there's a human.
But the blind person does have enough to
lose. Yeah. Blind is right, only other human beings.
In the point of
view, they have behavior, so even the other human beings are the same. But we have a race to say certain things. The high dimension of it.
The system that causes terror, the
he's like his sheep elder.
Sheep elder?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
there are many people who are classified as learning disabled, but they can transact business better than, as well as anybody. They understand what's going on, they listen to the radio, watch television, understand the impact of the events on their lives. They can get from place to place by themselves and unaided. They just have difficulty acquiring information that's generally brought to them either orally, through hearing or visually through text.
So how do they perceive all these? If not even through television, how can they perceive all these?
Well, organized education is very different from other sorts of information. Because our idea of learning disabled is about...
What kind of machinery can help them to acquire information? And from reasoning itself, they must know a lot.
It may be that they are better taught kinesthetically by touching sensation, or it could be that by doing rather than by reading about it. Now is that
we can do it by doing certain things so much that we can even accept business now. Certainly not the highest
issue. Not any of them.
But I haven't heard of it.
And not beside the answer? Asking in any way in fact that
because babies are those that cannot understand, but if we can understand through one way or another, so I don't think that's
true. I think there's an important point on this, that many disabilities, by definition, must exclude other disabilities. So clearly there's not an intellectual problem. The person is of normal intelligence.
It's an emotional problem.
No. You may have difficulty in certain areas of processing information, but the fact that he's a normal individual,
right,
and there should be no even a shame.
So he's not the harassment, he's not the shame. Are there
two more questions?
There
are more? Is there more?
Yes. Yes.
What if someone can perform activities of daily living? There are a lot of people who go around doing everything, but they can't do it operation.
That's
where they work, but they have no understanding
in their life.
What kind of things do they have?
They are beaten, hold on. I would say that just because he's not giving up another
challenge. I don't care if they're surprised. They dress themselves, they see themselves.
But I suppose he cannot subtract, you know, on paper. But if you give him words, he'll be able to subtract.
Some people you learn by words. You can't complaining by rote memory.
Yes, yes.
So they indicate. But they have no harmony of what they're doing. They just really
are. Obviously, with that system that to continue for everything that he had to teach him every shiur, and obviously that time he wouldn't have been able to learn too much.
Yeah, but
so
good lesson.
Wouldn't he have learned one 400?
So
of what he learned in the 400 times.
So
might it not have been better for our Prober, instead of trying to teach him in 400 times what he taught another time in one time, to teach that Talmud something else that Talmud might have understood with less time being taken and therefore to be able to learn more.
I mean, the Gemara mentions that it took him 400 times to teach what could take him to teach another child one time, in one lesson.
So is it necessary for this Talmud then, who would be learning it to so much difficulty, to learn what the other Talmud learned? Or should he have had, perhaps, a different course of study? And not necessarily study the Shia.
He could learn one lesson, a different course of study, a Prager would have chosen that Talmud. A Prager knew that there is no way of teaching him any course of study in one time, only in 400 times.
Now, one other thing to follow up on that same question. Is it a given that once he reached that 400th time,
yes,
and he now learned the lesson,
yes,
that the next day he still remembered what he learned the previous day?
Of course you remember.
Right. Now, if you worked, and there are many children that I've come across, that you work with very hard, and at the moment the short-term memory is good, and after explaining it over and over again, and they see things, they can understand it.
Yeah.
But comes the next day or the next week, and it's as though everything was erased.
Kind of a problem. It's a different kind of problem. The modern Europe doesn't discuss that fact. It's a different kind of problem.
But so then,
I don't think the Jews are as well applied to this kind of problem. Yeah, I understand. But then, so what effect will it be that he teaches him 20 times in the next day for yourself?
So
Then
isn't the Gemara really talking about someone who would be classified as someone who is learning disabled, and therefore who have to be taught in a different style, in a different way? I'm not speaking about someone who is retarded in the way he's developed. A learning disabled is a person of good origin
who requires 400 lessons to learn what another student is learning. One lesson is very retarded, very retarded.
I don't think in a
medical definition. Correct me if I'm wrong.
As old are you talking?
No, no, I'm speaking now with that child that Rav Froebel taught. He considered in today's technical language to be a retarded child.
Could be retarded.
Or to be a learning disabled child.
There's a machlok. According to, let's say, federal definition.
Yes.
There are 11 categories of handicap.
Yeah.
One of the categories of handicap is mental retardation.
Yes.
Another category of handicap that's called mental learning disabled. And that, in the federal definition, and also very implied in the commissioner, New York State Commissioner's definition of learning disability, there has to be a neurological basis. In other words, things like poor perception due to bad wiring of the brain, so to speak. So that has a din of a neurological, a structural problem.
Yes.
Okay, so that's called learning disability. But there's another thing, people have learning difficulties.
Yeah.
Learning difficulties for various reasons. Could be environmental reasons, emotional reasons, social, cultural.
Yeah.
So that's not the same thing as someone who has it.
Yeah.
So that has to be machalik.
That's right, of course.
See, but we live in a situation, in an economic situation, a social situation, where parents are very willing to blame the child and say that they've got a learning disability rather than take responsibility.
That's right.
And I feel that we have no right to blame the child when the responsibility is the parents or the society.
So the responsibility is the parent. So what does the parent do?
The parent, well, we have halachas that you can't say that the kolapesel, you know, we're not allowed to pasel somebody.
That's right. But the means we child is one.
That's another thing.
So what do you do? Seems to feel failure over and over and over again. But where should you learn?
Everyone goes to Kohl today. Nice title. Surprise, yo.
Yeah. When is it possible to decide exactly that this child can no longer learn Gemara and we should put him on a Mishnayos and Chumash program instead? How much time do we have to spend in trying to get this child to learn Gemara?
We just hear now,
We have so many patachin today.
Somebody in Zoom can...